The University of Kentucky welcomed more than 4,600 new students in August and more recently, several cranes and backhoes to North and Central Campus. Joining us today is UK President Dr. Eli Capiluto to share with us news on the enrollment success we've had this year at UK, as well as a new phase in an ambitious public-private partnership to revitalize the core of our campus. I'm Tom Goodell. President Capiluto, welcome back to UK Perspectives.
Thank you so much, Tom. It's great to be back and have an opportunity to share with you the success that we've seen in our incoming class, the innovative ways in which we're going to be providing the state-of-the-art living and learning spaces on our campus.
Well, I'm very excited to hear about this first-year class because I've been told a lot about it, a lot about its academic achievements, and I also understand that it's the largest incoming class that we've had in the history of the university.
Not only is it the largest class, but it is our most diverse and best-prepared class. Those in higher education will tell you that it's almost impossible to improve on all three of those dimensions, the size of your class, its preparedness, and its diversity. We did it all. We had a nearly 45% increase in the number of Hispanic students. A number of African-American students hit a record high, an increase of 26%. We nearly doubled the number of international students in this class. More importantly, we are so pleased that the best and brightest are making the University of Kentucky their first choice. Over the last several years, we have had about 29 national merit finalists. This year, we double that to 71. We're now in a neighborhood of such universities as Cornell, Dartmouth, Duke, Baylor, Cal Berkeley, Ohio State. That's the kind of company we want to keep. That's a reflection of the outstanding faculty that we have here who can attract the best and brightest from the state of Kentucky and also from the region.
From what you're saying about this incoming class, it sounds like it really reflects the changing demographics of the country as a whole, not just Kentucky.
I think that's a very insightful observation, Tom. And we think all of our students learn from the mosaic of cultures, colors, ethnicities, languages that you can hear on the campus of the University of Kentucky.
Well, it's certainly an international world that they're facing once they graduate from here, so that kind of diversity is very important to them in their future careers. Well, what do you see as the contributing factors to this success that you've described with enrollment?
The first thing I detected when I made a visit to this campus over 18 months ago, when I was unnoticed candidate for this position, is that we're a student's first university. That's affirmed to me every night and every day. I also have had the opportunity to participate with our enrollment management team are conducting 21 preview nights around the state and region. This is where we bring the University of Kentucky to that particular site. I've done these in Columbus, Ohio, Chicago, Atlanta, New York City, but also all through Kentucky, Paducah, Hopkinsville, Owensboro, Louisville, Lexington. These are very gratifying experiences to see so many people who want to call the University of Kentucky their academic home. So that staff has been terrific. You also see faculty participate in these, so students meet with them firsthand. This week, I also spent time on the telephone. I called some of the best and brightest who we're trying to convince to stay in Kentucky. And I always ask them what has them excited. They begin with faculty and the programs that we offer, but talk about how wonderful the staff have been to them, and talk about the excitement of being part of a campus where you can find everything from the arts to big-time college sports.
Well, I know one of the issues that's very close to your heart and has been at the top of your agenda since you came here is finding housing for all of these students that come to campus. And, of course, we're in the midst of a huge public-private partnership with Memphis-based EDR. Tell us a bit about the next phase and where we're going and how all of this new construction is going to impact students on campus.
Sure. Our first phase is moving rapidly forward. That is the site next to the old Hagen Hall.
It's actually beginning to look like a building.
How about that? It's got a roof on it. That's going to house 600 students, modern living learning space. The next phase that the board approved, and for which you already see activity, are two residence halls on North Campus in the old Blazer lot on the footprint of Wildcat Lodge next to Memorial Coliseum. That'll have over 1,100 beds. And then two new facilities on the Cooperstown property just across the street from W.T. Young Library. And then we'll take down Hagen Hall once the year is completed and get started on that site. So by August 2014, we'll have nearly 3,000 modern beds on campus, something we've been able to pull off in just a couple of years.
And why do you think this growth is so important to student life here at the university?
We know that the students who live on campus, who have the benefit of living and learning together, have greater opportunities to succeed and fully realize the incredible opportunities we have here at the University of Kentucky.
Well, thank you, Dr. Capiluto, and I'd like to invite you back next week to talk more about your vision for the future of the University of Kentucky.
I look forward to it.
Our complete interview with Dr. Capiluto is available as a podcast at wuky.org. For WUKY and UK Perspectives, I'm Tom Goodell.